Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster, along with Mr. Ed Alexander. Ed on the other side of the glass, making sure all the buttons are pushed in the right direction. Ed and I welcome you to the Buckmaster Show on this Thursday, the 4th of December, 2014. Hope you're having a good day. Looking forward to a good weekend. Let's get right into our first guest today. Joining us, University of Arizona President Dr. Ann Weaver Hart. Dr. Hart, good to see you.
Good to see you, Bill. I always enjoy coming.
Well, thank you very much. And you have a very big smile on your face, and I know why. Because how many universities right now have a basketball team that's ranked in the top 5 in the country and a football team in the top 10? The University of Arizona sports, where it is at right now.
Incredible. In fact, we are the only university in the United States that has that distinction. I think that it exemplifies a team approach with high standards for performance athletically, incredibly high standards for how our student athletes perform in the classroom, and a real sense of commitment to the University of Arizona. You bring all that together under Greg Burns' leadership, and you cannot help but do your very best.
And, you know, of course, athletics are costly, but as you have pointed out previously, the University of Arizona pays for maintenance. Other than that, there's not a lot of money that goes out from the general budget to athletics.
Only scholarships. Mm-hmm. Only scholarships. So the tuition waivers and a little bit of support for maintenance mm-hmm. of facilities. And beyond that, our athletic department is one of the very few in the country that is self-supporting.
You know, I remember when the whole UA basketball sort of exploded on the national scene in the late 80s, and when Coach Olson took the Wildcats first to a Final Four and then a championship. It really translated, Dr. Hart, in incredible publicity for the University of Arizona, with a lot of young people wanting to apply to the U of A.
I absolutely expect that impact again. And more than that, it also creates a community on campus, a loyalty in our city and our state, and a rallying point that is a beautiful complement to the incredible academics at the University of Arizona. So all in all, it's about as well-rounded as you can be.
I want to talk a little bit about a serious situation that the University of Arizona will be facing, and that is the budget situation. We've talked to several lawmakers over the last few days about a budget that could be, what are we talking about, maybe $500 million just for the remaining 6 months of the fiscal year, and then for the next fiscal year, maybe $1 billion. We're talking $1 billion with a B.
With a B.
Yeah.
And the hard part about the budget pressure that our legislature and governor-elect will be under is that because we also have additional tax cuts coming that have not yet been implemented but have been passed, and because so much of the state budget is restricted and the spending is not optional, there are very few places for our leaders to go for those revenues. So it will require us to be very, very thoughtful, be strong advocates for higher education, and to definitely make the case that now is not the time to eat your seed corn.
And eating the seed corn has been the case, unfortunately, over the years, going back to when the recession started. There were cuts, massive cuts, to really the university system. How do you plan? Is the private industry having to step up more to support our universities?
Absolutely. And we've been in touch with the major chambers of commerce, and they are putting us and the support of higher education on their legislative agenda. We're also meeting with leaders in the legislature and with the governor-elect and with their staffs to talk about the importance of higher education as they examine the difficult choices in front of them. We're also advocating for an entrepreneurial university deregulation. There are many, many ways in which our universities are treated as though we were fully funded state agencies. And we are very eager to have an opportunity to be a little more entrepreneurial and to be able to retain the savings and the revenues that we achieve by behaving more entrepreneurially. So now is probably the time to modernize the relationship between our university system and the state that is more reflective of the present situation.
And because the regulation for the three state universities really goes back historically almost to statehood days, and it doesn't really reflect the current environment, the current fiscal environment. As you say, the universities at that time were pretty much fully supported by the state. And now the percentage of state revenues going to the universities is down to just a really a small fraction.
It is, and the proportion that that appropriation contributes to the general fund of the university and our general operations, not restricted, is reversed from what it was even in 2007. And we have to be very, very, very cognizant that a huge proportion of that revenue comes from students and their families. And I think it places a greater responsibility on us to be aware of every dollar we spend and how we spend it. Now, that's a good thing because we need to be more efficient and effective, but we also need to make very difficult decisions.
Tuition has been a big issue lately. Are there any changes coming in tuition, or is it pretty much plateaued at this point?
Well, I think the tuition future is tied to state support. And while we have about $1,800 per student less in total revenue than we did before the recession and have not replaced the state appropriation with tuition, it has played a critical role in our being able to continue to do a great job. And as I said, we're looking for more ways to find diverse revenue, but also to appeal to the state to allow us to keep the revenue we raise and contribute that new of revenue to the central and core mission and operations of the university.
When you look at the tuition at the University of Arizona, it is still a bargain when you compare it to other state universities. Yes, it had been very, very low, one of the lowest, I think, in the United States. When you look at all, certainly the land-grant institutions, very low. It's come up, certainly, in the last 4 or 5 years, but it's still a bargain, isn't it?
It is a bargain, and we have a very, very carefully planned financial aid system where a proportion of the university's budget is set aside for tuition remission for our students. And we want everyone to know that we have a great financial aid office that will work out access. If you can qualify for admission to the University of Arizona, we want you there, and we will work something out for you that makes it possible for you to come.
790-2040, 790-2040 is the Buckmaster Show live line. If you would like to make a question or have a question or a comment for a Dr. Hart, we would be happy to take that for you. And we're going to, I think we've got Matt who is going to want to ask Dr. Hart a question. Go ahead, Matt.
Thank you.
Just wanted to know your status update with regards to the Banner and the U of A merger with the UMC and how that's going. Thank you. Thank you for what you do.
Thank you so much, and thank you for your question, Matt. As you know, this merger with an acquisition of the health network and 30-year academic affiliation agreement with the University of Arizona will be a landmark agreement that we believe will shape much of the future of academic medicine in the country and certainly in our region and our state. We are right down to the finish line with a planned final closing on January 31st, and we are finalizing the last tough issues that will guarantee our success going into the future. So stay tuned. The elements of the deal will be public and out within the next few weeks for review, and the regulatory requirements, we hope, will be fulfilled by January 31st.
When you were with us, Dr. Hart, the last time a few months ago, this banner deal had just been announced. When you reflect on it now, a few months later, is this a really good deal for the people of Southern Arizona?
This is a tremendous deal for the people of Southern Arizona. We will have over $1 billion of new capital invested in just the Tucson portion of this arrangement. It will bring new facilities that will be available for the clinical care of our incredible citizens. It will expand our reach in research and medical education, and it will provide a clinical setting where the best in academic medicine is quickly applied to the critical issues of population health, healthcare disparities, all those issues we know are going to shape the 21st century of American medicine.
790-2040, 790-2040 is the Buckmaster Live Line number. I think this would be a good time to take a break here at about 12:15 on the Buckmaster Show. We're going to take a break and listen to the fine list of sponsors, fine group of people who believe in the work we do here each weekday at noon. Please give them a listen and your support. We'll be right back.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
How would you like to help people in our community who are in need and save money on your taxes? The Arizona Charitable Tax Credit keeps your tax dollars in Tucson when you direct it to a qualifying charity. Individuals may donate up to $200 and married filing jointly up to $400. Receive a dollar-for-dollar credit that will reduce your Arizona state income tax. This could also be claimed on your federal taxes. Help local charities like The Haven, Emerge Center Against Domestic Abuse, and the Community Food Bank of Southern Arizona. Go to azcharitytaxcredit.org.
HSL Properties presents the inaugural Tucson Jazz Festival on Friday, January 16th through Wednesday, January 28th. This auspicious musical event begins with jazz master Jimmy Cobb and the TJI Ellington Band at the Fox Theater.
Here I go again.
Award-winning jazz virtuoso Joe Bourne pays tribute to Frank Sinatra at a Sunday big band brunch at La Paloma on January 25th. Later that evening at the Fox Theater, the Tucson Hard Bop Quintet opens for vocalist Alan Harris as he pays tribute to Nat King Cole. The festival will close with an intimate performance by the legendary Burt Bacharach on Wednesday, January 28th at the Fox. Tickets are going fast, so don't wait. Buy your tickets right now and get more information on our free concerts at TucsonJazzFestival.org or call 547-3040.
Immerse yourself in these fascinating wonders of science with the new UA SciPass. Explore Flandreau Science Center, Stewart Observatory Mirror Lab, and Biosphere 2 at a 39% total savings by purchasing your UA SciPass for only $30. This VIP pass is brought to you in partnership with the UA Bookstore and can be purchased by visiting b2science.org. Visit all these amazing science projects today with the new UA Science Pass.
The important message you're about to hear is brought to you by Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona.
Is your water hard to live with? Are you tired of water that tastes bad and smells bad too? Do you have hard water buildup on your shower walls, tile, and faucets? Are you tired of dry skin and dull hair? Are you tired of dingy laundry? What about premature replacing of faucets, fixtures, dishwashers, and water heaters? Well, it's time to do something about it, and Culligan Water of Tucson has a solution. A high-efficiency water softener that can eliminate these problems for $9.95 per month for the first 3 months rental with an annual service agreement. It's easy. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700 for complete details on this introductory offer. This is a limited-time offer, so call us today and start enjoying all the benefits and the savings of a Culligan high-efficiency water softener now. Remember, 792-9700 or visit us at arizonaculligan.com. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Ah, it's 6 a.m. and my flight leaves for Denver in 2 hours, but no need to rush. Because I'm flying out of Tucson, I have some extra me time, which means I can relax and start my day the way I love to start every day, with a run, a hot shower, and breakfast with my family, not a 2 hour drive in rush hour traffic.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word compare to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Devereaux, Arizona inspires hope in the lives of the most vulnerable members of our community, our children. In Pima County, there are more than 4,000 children in foster care that need your help. Devereaux, Arizona's foster care program gives you the training and support you need to make a difference in the life of a child. Donate, volunteer, or become a foster parent. Find out how at devereauxarizona.org or call 520-296-5551.
Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com. Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. Ann Weaver Hart, Dr. Ann Weaver Hart, President of the University of Arizona, is my guest on the Buckmaster Show. And let's go now to the Buckmaster Show live line. Dan has a question about scholarships. Dan, are you with us? Go ahead.
Oh, yes. Thank you very much. Interesting show. I'm missing something, though, from the doctor there. You know, when governments or businesses or families face financial hardships, there's nothing for us to do but cut back on some of our services and our costs. Now,
right.
It seems to me, she mentioned that she's spending a lot of money on scholarships, and I'm not sure that those are absolutely full scholarships necessary for kids to play games that are not introducing funds for the university. And is it quite possible that you could show leadership to your professors to cut back a little bit on their salaries until our economy recovers and a lot of our people get their jobs back?
All right. Thank you, Dan. I think Dan brings up a point that people may not realize about scholarships, that providing scholarships is really one of the missions of the University of Arizona.
It absolutely is. As a land-grant university with the mission of access to all citizens regardless of their financial resources, we have to be very, very careful, and we are committed as a core value of being careful to raise revenues in fair and evenly distributed ways, but to also preserve the diversity of the university and access to the university, especially for those who come from very, very limited means. We do analyze the net tuition and revenue that comes from tuition, and we have, in fact, worked very hard to balance our financial aid for need and merit with the needs of the university, and we have absolutely cut back on the budget. There are many ways that we can continue as an ongoing commitment to increasing the proportion of all revenues that goes to our core mission and to be more efficient and effective, and we're committed to that.
And Dan was talking about professors, but I think if you talk around campus, the feeling has been that you are a cost cutter.
We absolutely. In fact, I'm a cost cutter a little bit to my detriment, because whenever you cut someone, you gore somebody's ox every time you cut costs. But these are important decisions that we have to make. And we intend to be hard-nosed in making those good decisions. I think it's important also to remind your listeners that our faculty have only received one salary increase in the last 5 years and are very seriously behind our peer institutions with whom we compete for the world-class faculty in the salary structure. People stay because they love the U of A, they love the learning environment, the research and teaching environment, but it is for some financial sacrifice for many of them.
Let's talk about this new initiative to try to get more young people involved in the sciences. It's often referred to as STEM. The U of A has put together something called the STEM Learning Center. You and the mayor of Tucson, Jonathan Rothschild, announced this initiative.
This is a wonderful initiative. Those of you who went to college at the same time I did remember that the mathematics.
A few of us remember that.
Yeah.
I certainly do.
The mathematics, engineering, technology, the core science areas all had a norm that almost took pride in the number of kids they failed. And the idea being that if you had high standards of rigor, then you would fail a large proportion of your students. And we are flipping that. We take responsibility for your success. And the Learning Center is committed to making sure that every young person who is interested in the STEM disciplines has the support they need and the innovation in teaching to be able to succeed in those careers. We know from the national statistics that if we simply retained the students who enter college saying they're interested in a STEM major and career, in those disciplines successfully graduating, we'd fill the job needs of this nation with the young people who already want to do well.
And Pima Community College also involved in this.
Absolutely.
Yes. Dr. Ann Weaver Hart with us from the University of Arizona, the president of the U of A. When you were with us a couple of months ago, you had talked about the Arizona Now campaign. How is that doing?
Oh, beautifully. As we talked about revenues, philanthropy is going to be a critically important part of the future of all great universities. And we are very proud of the support that we receive from those with means to contribute to the university. Arizona Now is a $1.5 billion fundraising campaign that is devoted to our core academic values and strategic plan and raising money to add to the other sources of revenue to make sure that this great university continues to be the gem and jewel of the state of Arizona. We had announced just about a month ago the Howery Estate gift. Agnese Howery's estate is about $53 million and is being devoted to study of the environment and social justice, and will have a huge impact on chairs for faculty, scholarships for students, and investment in our academic programs. And we have a number of other gifts like that that are playing a huge part in our future.
Without those gifts, really, the future of the University of Arizona would not be as bright as it is.
Absolutely. Those gifts make all the difference in the world in value added.
Quickly, as we are approaching our limit here on our time with Dr. Hart, the veterinary school was approved by the Board of Regents. Where does that stand right now?
The School of Veterinary Medicine and Surgery is fully on track for development. We are signed up with our distributed partners who want to be a part of it, and we did have to delay start by a year because of the site visit schedule for the accrediting agency. But there's huge support for it across the state. We've also received a large gift to get that program launched. And we believe that it will be a tremendous contribution nationwide to veterinary medicine education.
And I know the cattle ranchers in the state are very happy about this because, really, the number of large animal veterinarians has dwindled, as you know, Dr. Hart, from three down to just one in the Flagstaff area.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
And I think that one person is in his 60s.
Yes. So there definitely is a need for the large animal veterinarians in this state, because one of the founding C's of this state, I believe, is cattle. So
absolutely,
we have certainly a rich heritage in that area. Dr. Ann Weaver Hart, thank you very much, and we hope you have a wonderful holiday season, and good luck to the University of Arizona as they pursue bigger and better things, hopefully in football and certainly in basketball. Dr. Hart, we really appreciate you coming by. Thank you.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for the invitation.
Dr. Ann Weaver Hart with us on The Buckmaster Show. As we approach now 12:30 on this Thursday edition, want to tell you that coming up tomorrow on The Buckmaster Show, Fletcher McCusker, often referred to as Mr. Downtown, he heads up the Rio Nuevo Board. Fletcher McCusker will give us an update on what's going on in downtown Tucson. Also, a quick note, if you're looking for an auto mechanic, and who isn't these days, want to send you over to Mike Emery and the team at Perfection Auto Works. I've gone over to Mike's facility, clean as a whistle. They take care of all your domestic and imported cars. PerfectionAutoWorks.com for more information. Be right back.
Ah, it's 6 a.m. and my flight leaves for Denver in 2 hours. But no need to rush. Because I'm flying out of Tucson, I have some extra me time, which means I can relax and start my day the way I love to start every day, with a run, a hot shower, and breakfast with my family, not a 2-hour drive in rush hour traffic.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Today's rapidly changing world brings challenges and opportunities. At Pima Community College, we are working with business and community leaders to develop programs that provide the right training for today's high-demand jobs. Whether the goal is a new career, transferring to a 4-year college, or lifelong learning, Pima Community College can help you open the door to new opportunities.
For more information, call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu.
Why, it certainly is good to have a good job to go to, Stanley.
Yes, it certainly is.
Why, it just makes the whole day seem brighter. Why, even you seem brighter.
Thank you, Ollie.
Oh, Stanley, there's something wrong with the car. Do something to help me.
What do you want me to do, Ollie?
Throw out the clutch. That's something. Well, here's another nice mess you've gotten me into. I knew I should have taken this car to Perfection Auto Works.
Well, I couldn't help it. I thought you were going to warn me.
Don't let that happen to you. I love Laurel and Hardy, but auto repair is not funny. So, bring your car to Perfection Auto Works for our free 26-point inspection. Call 323-8650. That's 323-8650 or PerfectionAutoWorks.com.
Do you have uninvited, annoying house guests even before the holidays? Five Star Termite and Pest Control has several options to deal with that inconvenience. Our General Pest Control Division has a cornucopia of service options available to remove these embarrassing invaders from your home. And remember, we are talking about annoying house guests with 6 or more legs, not your obnoxious drunk uncle. Call Five Star at 886-0045 and visit fivestartermite.com.
The Regional Transportation Authority has completed more than 570 projects to date. Our projects range from new roadway lanes to new transit services, plus new sidewalks and bike lanes. The Regional Transportation Authority also funds crosswalks for added pedestrian safety and new signal technology to keep people and goods moving. We're improving safety and regional mobility for you. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Vero Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Vero Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Vero Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com.
Jerry!
What's wrong?
The client conference call is right now.
I thought it was next week.
I don't have the presentation ready.
Okay. Blame the internet. Say it went out.
They'll never believe that. They know we have Cox Business. Our internet is too reliable and is 100 times faster than basic DSL.
Say customer service is closed.
Cox Business has 24/7 support.
Well, say it would take too long to get a technician here.
No, they know the award-winning customer service is local. They told us to get Cox Business.
The call has started.
Good morning.
I forgot about this meeting. We have terrific internet.
Get Cox Business Internet and voice for only $99 per month. Speed options up to 100 times faster than basic DSL. Plus, get your first month free. Visit coxbusiness.com and switch today. Ends 1/4/15. Price excludes taxes, fees, and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Visit coxbusiness.com for internet speed options and details. Actual speeds vary. Other restrictions apply.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. This portion of the Buckmaster Show brought to you by our friends over in Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. It's only 3 hours east of Tucson, makes a great weekend getaway. If you're looking for something very different for your Christmas shopping, may I recommend historic downtown Silver City. Lots to do and things, great places to stay like Bear Creek, Casitas de Gila Guest House and many, many other places. Southwest New Mexico.org is the website to find out more. We're going to find out more about UA Presents now on the Buckmaster Show. UA Presents is the University of Arizona's performing arts presenter. It is a nationally recognized host of world-class performances and programs. With us is the UA Presents Director of Programming and Development, Itzik Becker. Mr. Becker, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Tell me a little bit about the season that has just been launched. How would you assess this group of entertainers that we have coming?
Well, I think we have some really amazing diversity. I think we have some new opportunities to explore artists that people never heard of before, with combining with names. You know, we open with Jay Leno. We have Audra McDonald on our season. We have world-renowned pianist Maury Pariah, and so on and so forth. But also, very soon, actually, this Saturday, we have, for instance, a group called Daka Bracha from the Ukraine. And tomorrow night we have a Sondheim evening at Crowder Hall. And
People normally think of UA Presents, they think of Centennial Hall, and you just said that the venue Crowder Hall on campus is being used, so you are using other venues.
Yes, I mean, this is a new venture that we started actually this season, and this season we're presenting in about 8 venues throughout the town. The main idea behind it was to match the performance to the best venue to create the best experience for this specific program. But it also has the idea of sort of embracing the city. So we have our own venues in the center, like where the university is, Centennial Hall and Crowder. Then downtown, we're doing a lot of things at the Fox Theater, at Club Congress, at the Rialto. And then we did just a run of theater at the Pima Community College Center for the Arts Proscenium Theater. And we are also doing something outdoors at the Sculpture Garden at the JCC.
I like that. You're taking really UA Presents to the community with these different venues. And I think it's the whole thing in business these days is collaboration.
Yes.
And you're moving in that direction. Yourself, you're a former artist manager who has represented really some big name acts, Woody Allen and his New Orleans jazz band, yeah, and Peter, Paul, and Mary. So you are a performer yourself. You've had a career in the entertainment industry. I would assume it's sick that this is helpful when you are booking your guests.
Yeah, I think I'm a little bit of an odd bird in our business, and especially having the experience in both side of the aisle, I think gives me a very very big advantage. When negotiating the various, you know, that people can't really trick me. And
you know what it costs.
I know what it costs. And I think, but I also think that the combination of both sides gives me a different perspective on how to put together a season that will be both financially viable and artistically with a lot of merit. So I think that really balances it, both sides.
What are some of the sensibilities, ITSIC, that you think about when you are booking artists for this particular community?
There are a lot of parts of what I do that are just, I don't want to call them boring, but they're very, you know, tedious. But actually, the putting together a season is really exciting. The reason, it's almost like putting together a puzzle. So you do start with a general map that you want to do. You know that you need to do. You know how many shows you want to do because you know what your budget is, and you know how you want to place them in the first part of the season and the second part of the season. But now to try and fill up the various pieces, that's a really exciting process. So you go in, you see a lot of stuff.
And you kind of have to, with these different venues like the Fox Theater, Crowder mm-hmm. Hall, Club Congress, the particular act has to be the right fit.
Yes.
Correct?
Yes. I mean, but, you know, yeah, there is also, you know, people are sometimes not discussing, and I heard what Dr. Hart yes. said about financing and about mm-hmm. about funding. People don't really realize that, especially when you book a performing arts center, which is a non-for-profit performing arts center. And by the way, the UA Presents is part of 22 other major university presenters in the country that are leading the industry. So they don't realize that it has to be connected to the finances of the organization, of course, of the university, we have to sustain ourselves. So it's not the puzzle is not only artistic puzzle. So you have the community that you have to serve, and they're so different in so many cities. You have the finances that you have to work with, and you have to have a balance, and you have to have the diversity. When you book something at Club Congress, which is a tiny space.
Yeah, it's a small venue.
It's a small venue. So even if you do four performances, you still have to think of how are you going to balance it. And this is where we come in with our fundraising, which is my other hat.
You're also a fundraiser yeah. in your development point, and you ask local businesses to help out, and that's part of the job, right?
That's part of the job, and that – That's part of the biggest surprises that I had in Tucson. I did a lot of fundraising in my life, and it was mostly for more private adventures when I did a television, when I produced a television show for PBS and stuff like this. Mm-hmm. But here, for the first time when I came down, I encountered a community of a philanthropic community that I've never encountered before in the arts. The feeling is that you know, it's very easy, I shouldn't say very easy, it's easier to fundraise for cancer research because it's something but fundraising for the arts is so different because it's not the obvious, it's not the first thing on people's minds, and to change it, to change people's minds and make them understand that the arts go together with cancer research or with any other.
And as an economic driver, when a business thinks about moving to the community, the CEO certainly is going to be looking at the fact of what kind of an arts community it
Absolutely.
Is. I guarantee you that is one of the things that come into the equation. Yeah. People don't normally think
Absolutely.
About that. They think about what
Absolutely.
Kind of health care there is, job creators, yeah. but they don't think about the arts. We're going to have to wrap it up with you, Itzik, but where would be a good place to find more information about the shows coming up?
www.uapresents.org.
.org. Okay, and we wish you the very best. So, and again, you've got some great entertainment coming up over at Crowder Hall. Sondheim Evening is
yes.
coming up, and that is tomorrow.
Tomorrow night, yeah.
Tomorrow, and over at Centennial Hall, Mannheim Steamroller Christmas
yeah.
is coming up on the 27th. December 6th, the Rialto Theater. You have a group. Who is that coming to Rialto?
That's the Daka Bracha.
Okay.
They're from the Ukraine.
Oh, right.
Punk rock. beautiful, beautiful group. And we have Pedrito Martinez at Club Congress between December 11th to the 13th.
All right. So you've got a full December. Itzik, thank you very much
thank
for being
you
with
so
us
much.
From
thank
UA
you.
Presents. 12:45 now on the Buckmaster Show. We'll be right back with Don Luce. The attorney, the consular, is in the house. We'll talk with him. Legal aspect of the Buckmaster Show right after this. Sunlink Streetcar, Sun Shuttle, Twin Peaks Interchange, Valencia Road, Houghton Road, Saharita Road, McGee Road. Just a few examples of projects funded through the Regional Transportation Authority. Since voter approval of the RTA plan in 2006, the RTA and its member jurisdictions have completed more than 570 projects to make our transportation network safer and less congested. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. Learn more at rtamobility.com.
You've made choices in your life that allow you to enjoy the finer things. Hi, this is David Clark with Plutus Motor Group. Our clients enjoy quality automobiles and understand they don't need to pay unreasonable prices to get what they want. Cars like our 2014 Cadillac CTS with only 3,000 miles, or a beautiful 2010 370Z convertible with only 9,000 miles, plus other fine vehicles from Mercedes, Audi, Porsche, and BMW. If we don't have it, we'll find it for you. Visit us in our indoor showroom. Plutus Motor Group on Dodge, off of Ajo and Palo Verde, adjacent to Copenhagen. 529-1000.
The Rug Gallery's extensive collection of new and antique rugs has earned an international reputation and has been featured on the cover of Christie's magazine, as well as many of the world's most respected carpet and textile publications. The Rug Gallery thanks Tucson for their support over the past 27 years as the place to see fine Persian and top quality imported and antique rugs at competitive, affordable prices. With its huge selection of hand-woven rugs from around the globe, the Rug Gallery has rugs just right for your home or the largest palace. The Rug Gallery is located in the Jostler Center at the northwest corner of River and Campbell and on the web at ruggalleryaz.com. Also, look for us on Facebook. Call 571-RUGS, that's 571-7847.
Hi, this is Ken Flower of the number one party rental company in Southern Arizona. Say hello to some of our satisfied customers, who to us are also number one.
Bob Schaff with Customers for Life Consulting.
Bill Hussey with Clear Channel Outdoor and the Centurions.
Joseph Blair, community leader and founder of Blair Trader Group.
Red Cross Director Richard White.
Bert Williams with Williams & Associates.
Bill Harlow of Harlow Gardens.
Wow, what a lineup. You can join the party too. Arizona Party Rental on Speedway or online at arizonapartyrental.net.
Today's rapidly changing world brings challenges and opportunities. At Pima Community College, we are working with business and community leaders to develop programs that provide the right training for today's high-demand jobs. Whether the goal is a new career, transferring to a four-year college, or lifelong learning, Pima Community College can help you open the door to new opportunities.
For more information, call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu. Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cañada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's VSCOT.com.
Hi, this is Sean McCluskey, co-owner and designated broker for Rincon Ventures. If you're a rental owner by choice or by accident, and you're looking to hire or change property management companies, consider Rincon Ventures. We employ an aggressive web-based advertising strategy to market your rental. We thoroughly screen prospective tenants and conduct routine property inspections. Our online system gives tenants the ability to pay rent and file maintenance requests instantly over the web. Our owners can use the same system to instantly check on their properties. Call Rincon Ventures at 881-2258 or visit us on the web at rvprop.com.
Tucson Desert Art Museum, Tucson's newest art museum, is home to one of the premier collections of pre-1940s Navajo and Hopi textiles, exquisite classic and contemporary paintings and photography, early maps and historic artifacts. Visualize history through art at Tucson Desert Art Museum on East Tankerverde Road at Sabino Canyon Road, just west of Udall Park, and on the web at TucsonDart.com. That's TucsonDart.com.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. Once a month, we welcome to the Buckmaster Show one of our contributors. Our legal contributor, Attorney Don Luce, is with us of Luce, Brown, and Hobkirk, with offices in the Phoenix area and, of course, here in Tucson. Don Luce is the author of two very popular books, Arizona Laws 101, A Handbook for Non-Lawyers, now in its second edition, 101 Laws That Every Arizona Resident Needs to Know, and Don's other book, just as important, I think, and maybe even more so, Estate Planning in Arizona, What We Really All Need to Know. Don, how are you?
I'm great, Bill. Thanks for having me back.
Hope you had a great Thanksgiving.
Wonderful.
I know you did.
Most favorite holiday.
Yep. CD2, the recount begins. We've talked a lot about this here on the Buckmaster Show, and most folks usually come to the conclusion, Don, that very little is changed with these recounts. But how do you see it?
Well, I found it interesting, Bill, that there have now been three lawsuits by the candidates concerning the election. The first lawsuit, which your listeners will remember, was brought about 3 weeks ago by Martha McSally, and she was asking the court to not count certain ballots. And the court did not accept her proposition in that lawsuit, and those ballots were counted. The second lawsuit, which was brought about a week ago, was by Ron Barber. And he asked the court to count 130 or so defective ballots. And the court refused his request. And the most recent lawsuit, which was also rejected, was brought by a group of seven CD2 voters who said, we know there's going to be a recount because the margin of victory was less than 0.1%, but we don't want you to use the same equipment. We want you to use different equipment. And they were even suggesting that a third-party group, a group known as Clear Ballot Group, should come in and actually perform the recount. The court rejected that. So in a race in which the winner only has a 161 vote lead, this is the kind of thing that you see. The candidates have now been to the courts three separate times, and the recount hasn't been finished yet.
Well, and there could be more legal action, I assume.
Well, the
depending on how it comes out.
Yeah, the deadline is December 16th, so it's not very far away.
It has to be settled then by the 16th.
It does. The recount started today. Election officials say that they can count up to 30,000 ballots a day. So if there are 250,000 regular ballots and they can do 30,000 a day, they should make that deadline. But this is an arduous process. This is not going to be easy. They have to run all of those ballots through computers. Hmm. And then, this is where it gets interesting, once the machine counting is done, political party representatives randomly select 5% of the CD2 precincts for a hand count.
Really?
Mm-hmm. That's probably going to happen next week. And once that is finished, then the Secretary of State will announce the winner. But remember, Congress is sworn in on January 3rd, so that's less than a month away.
Yeah, so thus the deadline coming up on December 16th. Want to quickly mention this free speech over the internet has become a huge deal. The whole thing about internet and what we put on the internet and what we put on social media is just opening up new doors and for attorneys, I would think.
Well, it's the clash between the freedom of expression and a person's right not to be threatened or intimidated. And social media is now the primary venue or forum where people are expressing their thoughts. And the case that came up this week before the United States Supreme Court was Ilanis versus United States. Anthony Ilanis was prosecuted and convicted and sentenced to 44 months in prison for threatening his ex-wife and some other people through his Facebook postings.
Really?
Now, his defense was, look, I'm an aspiring rapper, and I didn't really mean the things that I posted. But what got the court's attention was that the people to whom these postings were directed were in fear of their personal safety. And so the court instructed the jury in the case that if a reasonable person would foresee that the post would be read by an audience as a serious expression of intent to hurt or kill, then he violated the criminal statute. He argued that the correct instruction would have been that only if his messages were actually intended to harm someone. Mm-hmm. And the trial court rejected that instruction and opted instead for the reasonable person instruction. But the thing that I think everyone should take away this case is that you ought to be very careful when you're posting on social media what you're saying, because even if you're just kidding about something and the other party is in reasonable fear for their personal safety, you may have committed a crime. And and this kid, he's not a kid, he's 27 years at the time that this happened, but he was sentenced to 44 months in prison.
Mm. Again, the takeaway message, be very careful about what you do post on social media. The whole thing about free speech over the internet and what is protected is a very interesting subject. About what are the limits on this?
Well, and that's a question that even Chief Justice Roberts was wrestling with during oral arguments on Monday. Some of the groups involved in this case, we're talking about free speech activists, demonstrators who use inflammatory protest materials, advocates for domestic violence victims, and internet companies themselves. All of these groups were involved in some way or another in this this case that is before the Supreme Court. But Chief Justice Roberts was saying, you know, when does communication cross that line into being an illegal threat? And he even quoted from some lyrics from Eminem's song, which the defendant, Ilanis, yeah, said he was sort of patterning his communication after. And so the Chief Justice asked the Department of Justice attorney during oral argument, so would it be your position that Eminem could be prosecuted for the lyrics in this song? Interesting question.
It is. Luce Brown and Hobkirk, the law firm with Don Luce is so proudly a part of, and we're proud to have him with us on the Buckmaster Show every month. The two books Don has worked very hard on, and the one book, Arizona Laws 101, the second edition, he's probably hard at work over the holidays getting ready for a third edition.
Well, what I am going to do, Bill, is I'm going to update Estate Planning in Arizona, What You Need to Know, so there will be a second edition of that book.
Thank you very much, Don. And
thank
I hope you,
Bill.
Have a great holiday season. Thanks a lot.
You too.
Bottled water on the Buckmaster Show is provided by our friends over at Culligan. Thanks, Culligan. Better water, pure and simple. Culligan, for all your residential and commercial water needs. We have gone through our share of Culligan water just during the past hour with all our guests and host enjoying a couple of bottles of Culligan. Coming up this afternoon, one of our newest local talk shows, For Tucson at 4. That's hosted by Mike Shaw and produced by Ray Allen. Then coming up tomorrow morning, our friend Ed Alexander, who is finishing up on the other side of the glass with Buckmaster, will be back at 6 a.m. with Chris and Joe for Wake Up Tucson tomorrow from 6 to 8. Then the Daily Double with Christy Simone, 8 to 9. I will be back with you for our Friday Focus interview with Fletcher McCusker. Mr. Downtown is going to be with us for the Friday Focus interview at 12:04. Until then, have a great afternoon and evening.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at KVOI.com.